It's the radio segment that's embarrassed this morning because TMZ posted a photo of it shotgunning soy sauce at a children's birthday party. Yeah, new low.
Sounds like a party to me. Yeah. I'm into it.
It's a Laser Stories segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
And those other pickle busters just don't. His first Laser story is out of Memphis, Tennessee. The other night, some guy in a semi-truck showed up at a KFC drive-thru.
Okay.
And unfortunately for the workers there, they got his order wrong.
Uh-oh.
That happens, though.
I know, but you've been on the road for a while. You're driving semi, yeah. You're driving a truck.
You're angry.
Yeah, I didn't know a semi-truck could go through a drive-thru, though.
I worked at a drive-thru that the window was specifically built for semi-trucks.
Damn. Wow.
Very high up off the ground.
Wow.
So after his order was wrong, he went back, walked up to the window, demanded a refund.
Uh-oh.
And they gave him his money back.
Okay, great story.
All right.
Move on.
Yeah, the end.
Oh, wow. That was a dumb story.
No, problem solved. It wasn't over because as he was leaving the parking lot, he decided to circle around and come back so he could do a drive-by shooting.
What?
Ain't nobody got time for that. After the refund. Come on, bro.
And it, not in a very inconspicuous vehicle.
No. And as he was driving off, the man fired several shots into the restaurant while people were eating inside.
My God.
Scary.
One bullet shattered a window, a few more made it through the outside wall, but luckily no one was hurt.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
A security camera also got a decent shot of the driver's face, but police are still looking for him.
What? They're still looking?
He's in a truck.
Afterwards, one employee said, "Another day, another freak out from an angry fast food customer."
Just easy peasy.
They don't even care.
Yeah, I guess it happens a lot.
This doesn't happen in 2 days.
Yeah.
This next Laser story is out of Lumberton, Texas. A woman named Emily Massengill recently put up a post on Facebook about how angry she'd been because she would occasionally give her kids some Skittles as a treat, and her kids would complain that they were terrible.
Yeah. Like they were bad Skittles?
After a month, she realized why. She was giving her kids zombie Skittles.
Oh, I know what these are.
What are zombies?
This is hilarious.
Zombie Skittles are different than regular ones. They only sell them around Halloween.
Yeah.
But it's basically a normal bag of Skittles with some inside that tastes terrible and rotten.
Oh, on purpose.
On purpose.
Zombies. I had one last year, and it's horrible.
And she just thought that she was buying, like, Halloween Skittles.
Yeah, it's still Skittles packaging. Yeah. It just says zombies on it.
Emily says, quote, "They kept telling me they didn't like the Skittles, and I told them to either eat them or they wouldn't get any more candy again.
You eat those Skittles.
It tastes like vomit. No, it doesn't. It really
does. Oh, my God. And apologizing as a mom is so humbling.
Yeah. A.K.A. you don't do it.
I do. I do it a lot.
Now she feels bad, and she's hoping to make it up to the kids with some good old-fashioned chocolate.
Yeah, there you go. By their love of another candy.
Can't go wrong.
This next Laser story is out of Putnam Valley, New York. Recently, a 19-year-old named Julia Leonard posted a video on TikTok talking about an interesting discovery she made with her new pants.
What'd you find in your pants, Julie?
I don't know, but I like it.
Recently, Julia bought a pair of pleather pants from Zara and found that when you squat down in them, they make a loud flatulence sound.
Yes.
I want to go buy the pants now. It's like a built-in whoopee cushion.
The video immediately went viral, and according to Julia, not a single person has commented to thank her for the tip to avoid the pants.
They just want to laugh at her.
No way. Sales at Zara just went up.
Yep. Instead, people have written her saying things like, "I need these pants."
Yes.
Asking for more information so they can buy the exact ones. And Zara has reported an uptick in sales regarding those exact pants. So maybe that's proof that all publicity is good publicity.
True.
This next Laser story is out of Relationship Headquarters.
Ooh.
You've probably heard the idea of a soft launch.
Yeah.
You know, where a new restaurant quietly opens early to test things out on a handful of customers.
I was literally at one last night. I've been bragging about it all day.
Yeah, to get the kinks out.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's a product that's not 100% done, so it'll go on sale for a few early beta testers.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, now, apparently, people are soft launching their relationships on Instagram.
Double rainbow.
Oh, my God. I kind of like this.
How?
A woman named Jess Fisher coined the term Instagram soft launch to describe what she's been seeing. Basically, instead of posting something on social media announcing that you're in a new relationship, you just post a photo that hints at it.
Okay.
And
so
nothing
like,
else.
Maybe you're at the pumpkin patch together, but you're not holding hands.
Well,
is that what you mean?
Maybe like a kiss on the cheek, but you don't say who it is.
So there's rules here. Jess says, quote, for the girls, she'll post a picture of him at a restaurant. His face will not be in it.
Oh, just his hands or something.
And she'll tag the restaurant, but not him.
Okay, all right.
And for guys, it'll only be a photo of himself, and he'll tag the girl as the photographer.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. It's a little mystery.
Yeah,
there.
For sure. Yeah. Wait, does that mean they're together? Are they not together? What's going on? Are they friends?
So why are people doing this?
Did he hire a professional photographer?
Yeah. It all comes down to the twisted modern rules of dating in the social media age. Apparently, that generation is a lot slower to define a relationship.
Yeah.
So
well,
maybe you want to soft launch your involvement with someone before you make it official.
Should I be worried that my husband's Facebook page still says we're engaged?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Okay.
It's an extremely soft launch. It's been years.
It's like liquid launch. Uh-huh. It's so soft.
But you can't post a full body picture on your Instagram until you've gotten that official boyfriend-girlfriend title.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The rule.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, that would be bad, though. If it's like a restaurant, soft launch goes great, and then you do the big launch, and they're like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
They are ugly.
Maybe
yeah.
That's why every time I log on to Instagram, this guy only has the tip posted. Like the tip of a sandal.
Right.
That's a hard launch,
tip of a croc. Yeah. They're not official yet. But that's the sound of a turtle with his soft launch girlfriend. Means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Wednesday.